holding on Nama Beis, the bottom Rashi. They may have to the Rav. So this Bryce has said that he has these two Tchumen pulling him from different directions, so they limit the distance he's able to go. But it should be Kash and Rav, the Mehecha de Lusayim, since he did not designate where he wants to be, Lo Yozes Mimkoyma, he can't move. The Mokam Ragva Lerotzer Liknois, because where he is, he says he doesn't want to be. Betachas Elon, but by over there where he wants to get, Hov Ikulim or Hachi, Ikulim or Hachi, it's not clear which, where exactly, Lo Kono Lohani, Lohani. He's not Kono either. To Hacher Minan Afagav the Ikel Lamemer Hachi because Lamemer Hachi, he could have meant in one direction, he could have meant another direction. He has his two Avodim designating and a Ruvit Chumim from him for him in two different directions, and he could have meant either one of them. Kadam Bechim and Erevin, we said that they're effective. Umutul Halas Bimokim Shishneim Nosim Lo. He's allowed to go as long as the area which both will allow him to go. He's allowed to go. The Larav Afilu Lo Mitzu Esatchum. Even not in the case where the tchum has extended, he's actually in the middle of the two. Lo yosis mukaymoy the bebeisul rotsaliktos the beshvisus erevin lo sayim behind nichole. So according to Rabbi, he should not get anything. Okay. Says the more answers. Rab tana upolik. Now Rashi says on the next step. Rashi wants to, let's go back. Remember we had a machloikis. Rashi v'tup shotim hadalun Shmuel. So Rab says. Over here, you don't want. And over there, you're not sure, so you get nothing. Shmuel, on the other hand, the way we have Shmuel, the version of which Rashi has been going with, is that Shmuel agrees, Shmuel holds that you definitely get you're not here, you're there. But either you're there or there, because you're not sure exactly what you meant. You meant this side of the tree or that side of the tree. Rashi said a second shot was that we're not sure whether you mean here or there. And that was the two possibilities in Shmuel. It's not that Yuvadi don't mean here, Yuvadi mean there, the question is where. But we're not sure, since it's not clear, whether you're there or you're here. Now, Lashon Shishamati, according to the Pshat,
whether you're where or you're
where? I'm sorry?
Whether you're where or
you're where? By your feet or by the tree? That was a two, either the, you're vada by the, vada not by your feet, you're vada by the tree. The question was whether you're by the north side of the tree or the south side of the tree. That's the Pshat Rashi prefers. The other Pshat Rashi brought was that Shmuel is saying that we're not sure if you're there, because since it's not clear, maybe that shouldn't work. Maybe you're here. Or maybe you're there. So that was the two possibilities. Here by your feet or there by the tree. Let's figure out, why do we need to say Rav Tanu Poli? Michti. Kuktayo de Rav Shmuel B'mai. Where's the point of the Mechlekes? The Rav said, Lekanoloi Mokam Raglov. Well, he gets neither. Shmuel kana oy mokem raglov oy tachas ilan. Shmuel gets one of the two. We don't know which one, according to that pshat. Because other pshat, Shmuel says Yervadi not here. You don't want to be here. You said you want to be there, and Yervadi kind of there. The question is just: did you mean the north? What did you mean, north or south? The second pshat, Rashi says we're not sure whether it works at all. See that you're kind of here or there. Okay. Now, according to that pshat, Mishmina the Rav, Mihodas Tani, the Kara Oilet Sofen, Oilet Dorum, Mahal Karagle Shneyan. So, we're asking Kasha and Rav from this case over here, where you get either north or south, and you're allowed to walk in the middle area. So, Mitami Hodas the Rav, this is not the same case as Rav's case. Right? Because, Hachi Chavon Lutavayu. The cases where he put two Eruvin, believing you could put two Eruvin. Both of them were empowered to place him. which they shrisas e efsher milchadim and I was kana. One of them is definitely kana. We don't know which one. No, it's in the chumash day. We get not. We have to put the chumash of both. We either shari, the area which is in between is mamana shachas motu. The argument between Rav's argument is over here. He clearly doesn't want to be here. And over there, since it's not clear, you don't get. He gets nothing. Okay, so that should be the difference. So maybe Zakrasha, you'll tell me. If you'll tell me, that's exactly what the Moor is asking. Am I looking for some tachas ilun, or arbit svenius, or arbit dramius? Relate chumri tavau. Let him get both. Vidik lishri mamon hashoch. So maybe that's the kash. Okay, that's a fair question. He doesn't want to be here. He wants to be there. We're not sure where. So we'll give him. We're not sure where. We'll give him both, and we'll create by giving him both a shared common area which is mutter, an area which is. Which only one would give him, the other one would not, so that's also, and vice versa. And that's the same which is happening over here. We're saying, doesn't want here, he either wants there or there, we don't know which one, the common area is mutter, the other ones are also. Great. So this is not Rashi, this is Rashi's punchline. Okay, the Shmuel, Nami, have it to you. That kasha could be the same question on Shmuel. So my farish, Elisha, the Shmuel, ain't loy min elon, but hala klum. So Shmuel on that shot agrees that possibly you don't get here. The shisa wasn't effective. And according to this shot, the shisa is effective. Just question which one. So the case of the Bryce was the shisa is effective, which one? And the case of the tree, Shmuel doesn't say the shisa is effective, but the question is which one? So that's the question of Shmuel also. Right? There was, in this pshat, Shmuel was saying, I'm not sure this works. Making an unclear shvisa, I'm not sure if it works. If it works, you're there. If it doesn't work, you're here. So we don't know, so we give you the common area between those two possibilities. This Bryce is saying, it works. I'm not sure whether it's this one or that one. We don't say, since it's not clear, you get neither, and maybe you're here. That we didn't say. We just said it's clear either the one or the other. So you see that an unclear shvisa works. So the case of the tree also, the unsure shvisa should work. Again, the question would be the north side or the south side, which is other pshat and shmuel. But this pshat and shmuel, so shmuel also agrees that maybe that doesn't work. So there's a kash and shmuel also.
The outcome's not the same though, even though they're learning, you're still getting that middle ground. Like it's still the outcome shmuel there and the outcome here. Is it not the same? Because you're still getting. That middle.
What would the nafkaminas be? You have to work out a case of a nafkamina. I'm not sure to work out a case of a nafkamina, but the point of the Bryce is clearly that we define that the person is defined. The Pekash and the Bryce would be even in the case of not mitzvah love. Right? If here's the city. He puts one area of 1,000 amas this way. One area is 1,000 amas this way. See, he's trying to gain, be able to go 3,000 amas this way, 3,000 amas this way. So we say, we're not sure if he mean here or here. So, if he meant here, he's allowed to travel 1,000 amas that way. If he meant there, he's allowed to travel 1,000 amas this way. So you can travel till the Tchumen, and that's it. If he extends the boat to 2,000 amas, he can't go anywhere. According to this shot, we should contemplate a possibility, according to Shmuel, since this is not clear, and this is not clear, maybe he ends up being back here. This would we'd always have that issue of maybe the third possibility being that he's back home, which would allow him 2,000 amas this way, 2,000 amas this way, so he can never go. So what would nafkamina be? He can never go 3,000 that way because of the possibility of him being here. So even without the other possibility, we'd always have that limit. If you go without that, well, possibility, you'd go 2,000 amas this way, and without the bus, it only goes 1,000. I'm not sure, but you know, I think in the presentation, the Brisa clearly says the possibilities are either A or B. It doesn't discuss the possibility of C, which is the city, you know, being nowhere, you know, not going anywhere. But it may be in the practical. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I have to think about that.
When can't he even go anywhere?
If he puts one Erev Truman 2,000 amas this way, one 2,000 amas this way, so if this one is true, he's allowed to go till here and not, can't go that direction at all. If this one is true, he can't go this direction at all. So now he gets Dalet Amas. Because if this one's right, he and he's here, he can't go anywhere that all. If this one's right, he can't go anywhere this way at all, so he stays in the Dalet Amas. Okay. Now the Mor is going to quote, brings a quote from the Mishnah, and he wants to clarify the Mishnah. So the case was that a person is traveling Erev Shabbos, and he sees in the distance, it's getting dark, he sees in the distance that there's a place that he recognizes. He says, I want my shrisa not to be here, I'd like it to be there, under that tree. So Amar Shrisasa Be'ikroi, the person says, I want my shrisa to be by the trunk of the tree, which is a clear designated place. So we said that works. So it comes out that really his shrisa is there. He can walk from here till there, and from there he can walk 2,000 amas further. So that's the Mishnah. So Rabbi says, this halacha, you can make a shmisa in the distance. It's that if he'd run there before Shabbos, he would reach there before Shabbos. So potentially that could be his makam. But if it's impossible to reach that place before Shabbos, even by running, so that can't be his makam. So then, it wouldn't work.
Say Shabbos means Shkia?
Well, let's just, whatever time Shisa, the Kenyan Shisa is Chal, let's assume Shkia.
What did you read before that?
I read the two lines in the bottom and then on the base. Amalei Abaya. V'hachoshko lekatoni. So it says it's getting dark. It's getting dark for him, which means he can't go any further. So Rabbi answered back, Choshkel Beis. I mean, it was dark. It was getting dark to the point that he could not reach his home. That was the Choshkel. His goal was to get home. So it became dark for him in the sense that it's going to get dark before he'll be able to reach his home. But he could make it to the tree. Some give a different answer how Rava answered the question. Amar Rava, Choshkaloi, it came dark for him, means referring to the tree according to this pshat. Kimaski, if he goes, Koli, slowly. Avaroyit, Mati, if he'd run, he'd reach there. So the two pshatim and what Choshkaloi means. Either way, Choshkaloi means it's getting dark to the point he can't reach somewhere. The question is, where is the where? Is it his home or the tree if he goes at a regular pace? So the more Rabbi and Rav Yosef have Ozli Beurcha. Rabbi and Rav Yosef were traveling together. Amalei Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rabbi said to Rav Yosef, "Tehi Shisa Seinu Toisi Dikla. Let's make our Shisa under the palm tree, the Sabul Achua, which is supporting its brother, which means the next tree next was also leaning on that tree. Ve'amrlo Tusi Dikla Deporik More Micharga." Alternatively, I want that we should make our shisa under the palm tree, which was such a good fruit producer that the owner of that tree got out of his debt that he owed, the tax debt that he owed, cargas the taxes. So he had enough produce from the tree to be able to pay off all of his tax debt. So we wanted to be under that tree. Amalei Rav Yosef said back to Rabba, Lo Yadanali, I'm not sure what you're referring to. Amalei, which smoke alai, you can, so then you'll just say that your shisa should be wherever I want, where Rabba, you should rely on me, Rabba. The Tanya, Rav Yosef Yamri, Ma Yushnaim, if two people were traveling, And echad makar v'echad eshenu makar. And one recognizes some place in the distance, and one does not. So eshenu makar, Moshe shvisos of the makar. The one who doesn't have any familiarity can say, "Listen, you decide where our shisa is." Eshenu makar, Omer teshisa seino b'mokom ploini. Okay, so that's the quote of the Brisa. Now the Mor says, interesting kenecha. We discussed this once recently. Velohi, the truth is that there's no such the Brisa, which we quoted before, does not say the name of Rav Yosef. But Rabba told Rav Yosef it's the name of Rav Yosef. Lo tonale k'Rav Yosef. El kihecha de lakabale minei mishum Rav Yosef nemukimai. Since we have a rule, Rav Yosef nemukimai. Rav Yosef always has good logic, and therefore the law will be passed like Rav Yosef. So Rabbi wasn't in the mood of getting in a fight with Rav Yosef and Erev Shabbos right now, and trying to find where the Shvisa is. Do we pass like the Raisa? Not like the Raisa. You know, Rav Yosef said, "Oh, Rav Yosef said it. Good, Baruch Hashem, y'all, I'm asking." And Rav Yosef didn't really say it.
Which way is
Paskin
with the Raisa? Which way is not?
If you didn't tell us Rav Yosef, he might have started arguing with the Paskin or not Paskin. So Rabbi knew that we passed like the Raisa. Wasn't in the mood of dealing with that right now because he wanted to make sure that he's makabel so we can make our shvisa. So he said, "Listen, Rishi said it." He says, "Okay, Rishi said it. Rishi said it," and they were able to do their shvisa. So so you have a mar mokum on this. It sends it to a Mogan Romans and a Kufan involved. The Mogan Romans brings from this Gemara a raya that if a person knows something that is clearly the halacha, and he knows that if he says it over b'shem adam gadol, they'll be makabel it. He says, Ali Rangel says in Hechates, is that Mersha said? Mersha said, or Mersha said? So he's allowed to say it over, B'Shem Adam Gadol, to the Shem Makabal, it's not considered a sheker, because that's necessary to accomplish the. Right. We have this in Psochim, and then there was like around Chavov or so, also this similar type of similar Gemara, which he switched around the Chum and the Tanakamba, the Chum and the Yachid, the Shem Makabal Alocha. So it's the same idea. Ketzi Rashi.
Interesting that it says here that Tosefta actually has it as Rabbi Yossi on there.
Yeah. It's interesting. Apparently Rabbi didn't have that girsa. The Hiroyat Mati. Rabbi says his only works if he can run there and reach it. Hodaktoni Matnasisan, Dim Sayam Kanash, he designated. Where by the tree, kana shisa b'ikri, he gets by the trunk. Who the he havi royit, moti hasim kadam shetechshach. If he would run there, he would get there before it gets dark. It means before shisa is affected. Hasim hani amira. That's when this amira works. Vikani hasim motzal lemezal lebeis menachas. Then once it works, he doesn't have to run, and he can walk regularly. But if theoretically he could have reached there by running, then it works. So the first terrorist is Choshkaloy, and it got dark very much. He couldn't arrive home even if he ran. But to the tree, if he would have ran, he would have reached it. Or alternatively, it's Choshkaloy, if Maski called, if he goes slowly. And their place, he said they our shisa should be under the tree, the sovel achua that it's supporting its brother. Ilan akro hayunismagalov. It's supporting its brother. Or the pork mara mecharge toyan paris harbe umarcha repreya mehenamas. It produces enough fruit, they can sell the fruits and pay off the tax. Loyadanale any makar or zilam. Not sure what you're referring to. She said, "Mercy shvisosu lemaker." That the Brisa says you should give over his shvisa to the one who recognizes. Armer shvisosu imcha. He says, "I'm going to be shabbos with you wherever you go." It's not true. The latanale b'shem Rabbi Yosi. Now the stam latanale was if the Brisa only says it stop the ale, and the Brisa is the Brisa we cut it before, and it doesn't say anything about. It doesn't have a resting on the Brisa where we have the Brisa before.
I mean, if it's a Tosefta, then wouldn't Yosef know that Tosefta?
I don't know. In general, we assume that it's not mukhav that he knew a tosefta. That tosefta is a ma'aseh for brises. The only thing which is valid that they all knew was the mishnayos. They didn't know. They didn't necessarily know all the brises. Now, where we quote the brise, it doesn't mention the Rabbi Yossi and the brise at all. Tanya Kavosh of the Rav, Misha Bon, and there's no mention of Rabbi Yossi in that brise. Shemacher Amar B'Shem Rabbi Yossi, Kehechdul Kavim, and he said the name Rabbi Yossi because he'll accept it. Kachas in Lohi, Lotonelik Rabbi Yossi, Kid Rabbi Yossi. The Mukha in my time, his Nimuk means his Tom. He always has good reasoning. We said this. Get to the minor shulchan shel chachamim. The more it goes to a list of the various different chachamim, their chashivas. Vamer Rabbi Yossi in the Mukhi Imai, which means nim vekav the Yosher kikav mishkalis. Then the word nim comes in the word nim vekav. He's awake, and vekav, and he's straight. Like a kavah mashkalus, like the plumb bab. It's very straight. What? Just curious. Your Rashi, getting what daf does it say in the parentheses?
Samach Zion Amud Aleph.
Okay. I don't remember it. I remember it earlier. Daf Samach. Okay. I guess I'm wrong. But I happen to think that I'm right. But okay. So then the Mishnah said, if he doesn't recognize, he has nothing that he recognizes in the future, he doesn't know that he could do that. So he says, I want to be here. So he gets here. Then he gets 2,000 amas from that point. So, you know, we've been talking about 2,000 amas, you know, for quite some time. You know, where did 2,000 amas come from? The Tanya. So the pasuk says, "Shu ish tachtov." That Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that on Shabbos, "Shu ish tachtov." They can't go out to collect. So the pasuk pshat is referring to the month. That everybody should stay home. They shouldn't go out to collect. Because all darshan shu ish tachtov, that a person has a right to be shoyves tacht of the space under him. Elo arba amos. Everybody gets Dalai Lamas, no matter what. Always gets Dalai Lamas. The person goes beyond the tomb. He can be shaybis there, tacked in the area underneath him, which we assume that he covers. For Amas, the person has three Amas, and he stretches out his arm and his legs, gives him another arm.
Stretches out what?
Arms and legs. Then the pasuk continues, says, "Ayetzi ishmi mkarmai." So what's that teaching me? Elo apayim amos. So that's referring to that the dilocha of apayim amos. So it's in a smachto. It's not mamash of the raisu. Or alternatively, the raisu is there is a din of tum the raisu, which we had the plugs before, but tum the raisu is much further. Apayim amos is a smachto. The word says, okay, so I see that there's a din of tum. Where do you get 2,000? Where do you see 2,000 in the pasuk? Menola. Rav Chista says, we're going to learn an extensive Gzeirah Shavah. That we'll compare A to B, and then B to C, and C to D, etc., until we finally connect the dots. L'manu mokum mi mokum. It says over here, oh, yetzish mim karma v'yam eshvi. The pasuk says, where it says, v'samtil chom mokum asher yonus shama. So there it says Mokum, and here it says Mokum. Mokum minisa. And that pasuk, which says Mokum, also says the word Nisa, Asher Yonus Shama. Then we learn Nisa minisa. So it means that this pasuk, which starts out with the word Mokum, goes to another pasuk which says the word Mokum. That pasuk has the word Nisa in it. Then we learn from that pasuk of Asher Yonus Shama to a different pasuk. What's the next pasuk? Menisa migvul. There's another pasuk that says the word nisa and also says the word gvul. It says a pasuk goes out migvul ir makloy asher yanus. So that pasuk says asher yanus. So here it says makam, there it says makam, and it says nisa. Something called makam asher yanus shama. then that pasuk goes to the other pasuk, which says the word nisa, and it also says the word gvul. Then the pasuk of gvul goes to the other pasuk, which says the word gvul, and also says mechutz, which also says the word chutz. Mechutz, mechutz. And then it says the pasuk of and what's so Miguel Adam Mechutz the gvul, the Goldam finds him beyond the gvul. So that pasuk says the word gvul and says the word chutz. Then the pasuk says the word chutz, the pasuk says, is 2,000 amos. You measure 2,000 amos. So if you make this long trail of four psukim, so you can get us to a pasuk which says 2,000 amos.
Can we do this on a deraisa level? I mean, you know, have all these connections, or is this just because it's an asmachta?
The other place that we had this recently, we had a psachim and dav chesem and alav galocha that you do bedika with a nair. Also, it goes through like a series of psukim to get you from the pasuk of tashpisu to the pasuk. Good, see, right? Says v'chapis shulayim b'neiris, and this is neiris miner, you know, chipus mechipus, the chipus miner, and there miner. So it's also pashas within the Rabbanan. So I don't know whether you can do it on a Raisa level. At least the places that I've seen in the Shas are not in the Raisas. Okay, and the word says, furthermore, Kashav and Elif Mikir Irva Chutzla Elif Amma. There's a different pasuk that says the word Chutz and says 1,000. So why 2,000? The different pasuk says 1,000. The more answer is done in chutz mechutz and done in chutz mechutz. I'd rather learn chutz mechutz than chutz mechutz. They're two different words. Morris says, "Am I not coming out?" I'm not sure that that's a true point. That when we make zayir shabbos, this is at the derisa level. We're not limited to make zayir shabbos on the derisa level. That they have to be the exact same word. You could have different versions of the word, and that's also acceptable. So chutz and chutz is a valid zayir shabbos. So why are you saying that you can't learn al chutzim chutz? The Morris can bring us proof to that. The Morris answer is going to be that you're right. If I don't have another option, I can learn chutzim chutz. That's a valid limud. But I have an option chutz to chutz, an option chutz to chutz. I'm going to prefer chutz to chutz. That's the Morris teretz. But the Morris wants to prove this yisoid that we don't need to have the exact same word for gzeres shabbat. Because my nafkin hotani the very bishmal. The very small says that we can make the following Zerah Shava from the word Veshava Kayin to the word Oboa Kayin. This is the Parsha of Mitzara. It's talking about the process of Tahara, of a bias, or the process of the deciding the status of a bias of which has Saras on it. So it's a 3-week period, and the Kayin comes back after the first week, and the Kohen comes back after the second week. So when it refers to the Kohen come back after the first week, it says the Kohen comes back on the seventh day. He closes the house and he sees that it's spread. Then the case where that didn't happen, it says he closes it up another 7 days, and it says at the end of 7 days, it says Uboa Kohen, not Veshava Kohen, but Uboa Kohen. And over there, the Torah says you have to break down the house. So now we're going to learn out Zubi Shiva, Zubi Bia, that there's no difference between both are referring to the idea of the Kohen coming. So he holds that's a valid Gzeres Shava. So you see, Gzeres Shava is not limited to the words; it's limited to the idea. The purpose of the drasha is to teach me that you cannot break down the house until you go through the process of taking out the stone which it's on, replacing it with a new stone, take out the stone, taking out the mortar which holds it, putting a new stone, putting a new mortar, and then giving it 7 days, and then seeing what happens. So there's no dinner breaking down the house until you do that, even if it's spread. Normally, spreading is sufficient to give it a full status of tsaras. But it comes to Saras Abayas, that's not true. That's the purpose of the Gzeres Shavah. that the pasuk says if it comes after 7 days and it spreads, it's surrounds and you break down the house. If it comes after 7 days, it doesn't spread, you take out the stones, da, 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 you give it another 7 days. Then if it comes back after 7 days, am I saying that right? Maybe it's other way around. No, if it's possible rishon, so you take out the stones. If it wasn't possible rishon after 7 days and what didn't spread, so the pasuk just says you give another 7 days, and then it says if you come back after those 7 days and it spread, so that's it. So after week number one, it's not it. When it spreads, you have to give it another 7 days. So when week number two, also when it spreads, it's not it. You have to take out the stones and give it another 7 days. So Mor says, okay, honey mili hechadoleka midi de domile. There's nothing more similar. So then we can make a zereshava not based on the specific usage of the syntax of the word, or even different words, as long as it's the same idea. Hechadika midi de domile. But if they have a better option to learn from, I'll learn from the better option.
The source of Gir Zera Shava is
Halacha Moshe Messina.
So it would seem that if we have a Gezera Shava, whether it's the same word or different words, that's what we have. Not necessarily what to discuss.
Maybe.
Well, the Halacha Moshe Messina is that there's a Gezera Shava between these two words.
No. I'm sorry. Let me. The Gezera Shava is, the concept of Gezera Shava is Halacha Moshe Messinai. And Gezera Shava is our Halacha Moshe Messinai, but they were not necessarily given in exact terms. As Moshe Rabbeinu could be told that these two words are Gezera Shava, go figure out where in Chumash it is.
Okay.
Or he could be told that these two places have a Gezera Shava, go figure out what the Gezera Shava is. You know, it's both of the, it wasn't always there wasn't always precise.
It wasn't always fully specified.
What?
It wasn't always fully specified.
Correct.
Hekesh is the same situation.
Hekesh does not need a Halacha Moshe Messinai for a Hekesh. But Hekesh either means because they're written together in the same pasuk, or there's a vav connecting to the two pasukim. Those are both a valid Hekesh. So that it's pretty clear the Torah clearly puts two things together, means there's some element where they haven't come. Eilad Al Anam is a Grashi. It's about a third of the, about a little less than halfway down the narrow lines. This is the Dalai Lama. A person goes, if he goes down the Chum, he gets Dalai Lama, Shuish Tachto. 2,000 Amas. Where do you get 2,000 Amas? Mokim in Mokim, Mokim in Isa. Pasuk, Shenemar by Mokim. Well, in Emmer by Nisa, there's a Pasuk which says the word Mokim, it doesn't say the word Nisa to run. Don't know so many Pasuk, Achor, Shenemar by Mokim, Vin Nisa. We learn from a different Pasuk which says Mokim and Nisa. That's our Pasuk. We learn that pasuk from Donami Vesamtel Chomakam Asher Yenushama. Learn from the pasuk of Samtel Chomakam Asher Yenushama, which is in Parshas Mishpatim. Malahal Ksiv Nisa Asher Yenus Af Mikra Dal Yetiish Mimakaymoi Marbele Bei Nisa. It's as if you created you the Gzeirah Shava transferred the concept of Nisa from the pasuk in Mishpatim to the pasuk in Bishalah. It's like the word Nisa is written there also. Okay? So now that you transfer the idea of Nisa to the Pasuk in Bashalach, I call out Nisa from Nisa. Nisa Mikul, Klammer, Donna Nisa Zu, Shalom Bagvul, Minisa, Shalom Bagvul, from a different Pasuk of Nisa, which says the word Gvul, Ksiv, Mikul, Ir Mulatai, Asher Yanus, he shouldn't go out from the gvul of the city which he ran to. Rabina Nami be'idach nisa. So now the pasuk in Bishalach, not only does it have a word nisa in it, it has the word gvul in it, as if it was written there. Don gvul mi gvul gvul mechutz. Don gvul zeh shaloi nemer b'chutz. So my pasuk in Bishalach has the word gvul, but doesn't have the word chutz in it. It's learned from a different gvul, from a pasuk gevul which has the word chutz in it. Shemra umotzasai geladami chutz the gevul liklatzai. He found him beyond the gevul of the city. It says chutz. It says the word gevul and also says the word chutz. And now, my bein chutz migzera shavah lahai gevul. So now the pasuk which got a virtual word nisa, then a virtual gvul, now it gets the virtual word of chutz, and then what is done in the high chutz michutz, me umadosim michutz leir the sibe alpaim boamo. You measure 2,000 amos outside of the city. B'shava karna boakai. B'taras kanim shluya benigay batim b'shvuya shal hesker rishon see b'shava kai. By the pasuk of the first, so the person comes to the kohen, he says, I have this thing which looks like a neg in my house. He comes, looks at it, says, you know what, you're right. So what do? We close up the house for 7 days and wait to see what's going to happen. It says at the end of 7 days, the Shabbat kohen b'yamashri, v'ro b'yinei posa neg b'kira sabayis. It spread. Uksiba says, so what do? V'chiltzu sabanim, you take out the stones, v'sabayis, uksiba means v'bayis. You remove the mortar. You kalev offer abay yisabu. You take away the dirt around it, the mortar. Then it says sabu here around that part of the wall. Vavar achar yikach. Then you take other. You put a new stone in. Take other dirt. We talk as abayas and you paste it in. We see when Yoshua nega. Then, if it comes back after that, the parach abayis and it represents itself, when also says abayis, you have to destroy the house. B'tanya, it says uparach. The word parach means to give wings. It means to spread. So it sounds like it has to come back and be larger. Yachol lo yehi tamei achi yach serveyifs. It has to come back and it also has to spread. It says the word Saras Mameris over here. It says the word Saras Mameris by Begodim. The Xerishab, Mat Saras Mameris, Hamura, Begodim, Time Sacharis, Apishena Paisa, if the nega comes back to the beggar. So you take the beggar, you go and wash it out, and you wait and see. If it comes back, the apostle says, it doesn't say anything about spreading. If it comes back, you burn the beggar. Okay, first point of the Terskahan. Now, Yochel Chosu Uporach Boba Yom Yehetome. If it comes back immediately, that makes it Tome. There's an old din of waiting 7 days. So we learn out over there. It says the kohen comes back after 7 days. That's the first week. So we're also, when it says if it comes back, it's referring to the end of a week. You take out everything, put in new stones, remortar it, etc., and then give it a week. If it comes back, then you destroy the house. If it doesn't come back, you matar the house with the process of tahar sabayis with the birds, etc. Okay. This halacha that you can do chalitza, kitza, and ticha is it's spread after week number one. Menayin lenega shomed beino berishon shaloi pasuk. It remains stable. So over there, the pasuk says the kohen loy chalitz v'loy katzav v'loy tach. The pasuk doesn't say anything about removing anything. So he didn't do that. The pasuk says wait another week. V'yivden shuah sheni u'pasuk b'shuah sheni. And now he came back at the end of the second week and he sees that it spread. So what do you do then? Menayin shuhu chalitz v'katzav v'tach menashon l'shuah. That you can't destroy it immediately. So in other words, week number one came, there's no change. The puzzle says give it another week. The puzzle says it comes back at the end of the second week and it's spread, you destroy the house. That's what the pasuk says. We're going to tell you it doesn't mean that. It means it comes back after that and it spread. You take out the stones, mortar, remortar it, and give it another week, and then you destroy the house. So how do we know that? That's this Gzeir Shav. How do we know you don't destroy it immediately? We have this Gzeir Shav. So the first thing says Veshava Koyin Behinei Pasa. Now the Pasa says Uba Koyin Behinei Pasa at the end of the second week. I'll have the High Kroah Basrei. The next Pasa says Dim Yosha Menega Ksiv the Masha the Menega Choyzer Koy. Go a second. So that's how we know that you give another week. Now Rashi asking a kash. 1 second. How told you this Pasa is referring to Uba Koyin is referring to that at the end of the second week? This pasuk is referring to, is written right after the pasuk of Yoshua Nega, the Masha, the Menega, Chayzer Koi. It's the Menega which comes back, i.e., there had been Chalitza, because you can't discuss coming back if you didn't remove it yet. The Tereshkan said that this pasuk of Ubokan is not referring to that. Excuse me. Mabina Natitza, Lenega, Chayzer. Babi Shalai Pasuk. So the point that the Tereshkan wants to accomplish with that is came 1 week and it spread. So you take out the stones, redo it, etc., give it another week. Now the puzzle says if he comes back at the end of the week and if you read the Pesukim as written, this is Ubah, and Pasa, then you destroy. It means you only destroy it if it's Pasa. It spread. We came back and spread. The Yerushalmi is going to be marber that no, that's if it comes back even without spreading, the law is you destroy it. So this pasuk upasa is not referring to the case of a chayzer, because the chayzer doesn't eat. Then it should be it spread. Chazar is enough. So the pasuk ba'akayin is referring to a case of where you didn't do chalitza yet, and it's still there. And then the second week it spreads. What do you do in that case? That's what the limit of this pasuk is referring to. Rabbi on the titzel and nega chayz abish shaloi pasuk. By a bar kain v'ro v'nei pasuk the mash of the boy pissing. You need it if it's to spread. Mugila ben nega sha'am and berishin upasuk b'sheni. That this nega did not stay stable after the first week. Then it spread out, which you didn't do chalitza. And then it spreads. And the pasuk says you destroy. See the titzel. Of the scene, the teeth of Basra, you destroy the house. Comes this Gzer Shabbat Gomorrah, Gilb Gzer Shabbat, never can the Pasha Besheni Uboakayan, never Pasha Berishan Veshavakayan. So we say, he Shiva, he Bia, they're the same thing. Clever Zu Kazu, they're the same thing. Malahal, just after the first week, spreading just creates a lock of removing the stones and replacing the mortar and a new stone and then closing up the house for 7 days. You take out the stone. You remove all of the mortar. You put in new mortar and new stone. You give it a week. You have to do this whole process, and then after the third week, that's when you destroy it. It's not the same word. Kiman the Shiva would be a Chad and Milsi, they're the same idea. The Tavah Masha Shabbat, me base or the base Amanuga means he comes from where he was to the house to check it out. The Nigzer Shabbat, me now, you can do that. So the more answers, he's like Zer Shabbat, Makum, me Nisa, Machutz, Machutz, Kedam Ali. If you have a more, yes, that's okay, but if you have a more direct connection, the same words, that gets preference. Okay.